Welcome to Bold Girl Biz Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to fearless and brave entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Robbie Walls. So consider yourself one step closer to success. Why? Because you're going to hear lessons learned through failures, setbacks, and sometimes laughable moments in business, and the resilience it takes to get back up, shake it off, and move you from failure to success as a way to grow your business and build income. Let's go. Hey, welcome everyone to Bold Girl Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Walls. I am so excited about today's guest. You all are going to be in for a treat. She lives in Italy. I am super, super excited about that. She is a successful business entrepreneur and communication expert. She is out on a mission in life to strengthen the unity of choice and change. She inspires her clients to discover their unique brand of magic. She is a best-selling author, releasing her newest book, Dancing with Riches, a self-empowerment manual to encourage readers to change their paths in their journey so that they are always working on something new. Here to talk Bold Girl Biz is a Bold Girl Talking Biz. Let's welcome Cass Thomas to the show. Hi, Cass.
Hello, Annie. Thank you so much for having me here. It's I like that BGB.
I know, right? BGB.
Be the goodness you be.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me here. And thank you for creating this Bold Girl Biz. You know, it's like a lot of times we feel like we have to be, sedated, or we have to be, and pushing other people down. But Bold Girl Biz is being willing to be on the same level as others and let your brilliance shine. So I really like
that. Absolutely. Thank you. That is a great definition. I love that. And that's exactly what we are, bold women and just making a difference.
Yes.
And just like what you are doing.
How much does that actually excite people? Sometimes when we try to diminish ourselves to make other people feel bigger, they're not inspired.
That's
you
correct.
Know what I mean?
Right.
And so a lot of times when we're willing to be bold and we're willing to step up and we're willing to step out and be seen, sure, they might interact with us in a way that we think is judgmental, right? We think is offending them, but it actually is what inspires them to ignite their magic, you know?
Yes.
So it's quite different with women and with men.
So very true. I hope everyone is listening to that, because that is extremely the path that we're going to be talking about. And maybe you are going through that right now. So let's talk about how you found yourself in this space of this entrepreneurial space. And how did you get started? You said you have many companies and your books. So let's dive into what and how you got started.
Where do we begin? Let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I started when I moved to Rome in the late 90s. And so I moved here for love, and I had spent the first 30 years of my life, following, my mission, going, born and raised in Boston, went to university in New York, even though I was supposed to go to university in Boston, with a scholarship, but I went to New York and paid and got loans and stuff like that, because I needed a bigger space,
Okay.
Boston's an amazing city, and a lot of people think it's got millions of people in it. It's only got 650,000. It's a smaller space, So moving to New York, stepping up in that way. And I went to New York University, where they had a junior year abroad, program. And when I was eight, Ernie, in my elementary school, there was a woman who would write on the board every day in French, "Hello, today is Monday." I said, one day I am going to go and live in Paris and speak French at 8 years old, you know? So
Wow.
sometimes we make, we make choices, we make decisions, we do something that's out of line with what the regular path should be.
You're right.
And if we don't actually, if we're willing to be bold enough, and step up and do that, it could be about creating something that we have desired all of our lives. So who knows at 20, remembers at 20, do you want to go to Paris, So when you were 8 years old. So in going to Paris, it just opened up a whole new world for me. And I came to visit in Rome and I met this guy and I wanted to stay, but of course my dad said, look, you better come back and finish university, finish
Like all
college.
parents do.
Otherwise I'm coming to get you, So I went back to New York. I finished college and I had a degree in journalism, mass communication and journalism. I did want to study French and have that as my degree, but my dad said, what, first of all, why are you studying French when Spanish is going to be the second language in this country? And second of all, what kind of job are you going to get with the French degree? Find get another. So I did French as a minor and I studied journalism. But honestly, I did do writing and even worked with the Boston Globe and stuff and when I was in college. But what they were paying journalists was less than I was making during my university years working, nights in a restaurant, as a waitress,
Wow. I have heard that.
So yeah, so when I was in Paris, anyway, I saw something on the board at the Sorbonne, and it said, "Come to Spain and learn Spanish and do some vacation." So I did go there. So by the time I got back to New York and graduated, I was speaking French and Spanish and English, and so I said, "Okay, so what can I do?" So I started a career in hotel management. I started, of course, as a worker at the front desk at a great hotel, the Essex House in New York, which was run by Japanese at the time, Nikko Hotel. And I wanted to go to Japan, and they were going to have you go to Japan as a worker at the front desk, but then I got promoted to management. And they didn't send the management there, So it's like those choices that you make when you're willing to be bold and step up. Okay, what I think I want when I want people to give me things, right? Or am I willing to actually make a choice that doesn't seem like the easy choice, However, it's going to create something greater in my future, So I did, became a concierge and then went on and became a chef concierge at the Ritz-Carlton on Central Park South and in New York, and got awards from WARE magazine for the best concierge of New York,
That is amazing.
amazing, right? And
Yes.
so many, and when you're working in New York at 5-star hotels in management, who do you meet, besides Madonna and Denzel Washington and
Oh, that's fantastic.
all these amazing, and Miles Davis lived in the Essex House when I was
Oh,
there, and
really?
yeah,
All
really,
because you
really,
took that step of courage.
yeah, absolutely, and also, following your dreams, as opposed to the route. But I did, I got married in 10 years there, and I thought I'd have 2.5 kids and, go on vacations and Martha's Vineyard as I did, as you know. And at a certain point, there was another calling, And so it's like, and everyone, when you are willing to be that bold girl in business, really, and everyone's saying, what? Stay in this job, stay in this career. You're already known,
I
and you're
know
like,
it.
something else is calling me. Yeah, what are you going to go in? I started traveling with a jazz artist, Nina Freelange, and at the time, and I came back to Rome with her and to France, and something ignited in me that had been sleeping for a while. And people are like, what do you mean sleeping? You were successful in business. You're making great money in the hotel business. You make it almost as much in tips as you make in, And however, something that was really, you know, my connected to my my choice for being here at this time in this world, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and once you are not distracted by the birdies or the ladies in the red dress, you know, like in yeah. right, uh-huh. the Matrix film, right?
Right.
Then you can't deny, you can no longer deny, you know, what it is that works for you and what it is that doesn't. So 6 months that completely changed my life, you know?
So let me just stop right there. So that yeah. feeling, and that's what I talk about a lot on my podcast, that feeling, did you feel the alignment when that started to happen? Very good story.
What actually I was feeling was the lack of alignment, to be honest. So thank you okay. for that question. Yeah, I was feeling the lack of alignment, and you would not acknowledge or recognize the lack of alignment unless you had at some point experienced alignment.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know?
Yes,
because it would just be the way life is.
Correct.
You know?
And that's the way we condition yeah. to think and to live and to be.
Absolutely. You yeah. know, there was a woman here, I had her over here at my house for dinner one night. She's the assistant ambassador to Kuwait. You know, and she's waiting to become an ambassador, and she was in Chile. And I said, oh my goodness, the land in Chile is just amazing. It's got so much variation and stuff. The energy there is incredible. She said, you know, when I was there, I wasn't even aware of what energy was. Wow. So, you know what I mean? So it's yeah, just like, yeah. I loved it and I had an experience, but I wasn't connected in line, like you said, with my vibration.
Right,
she said,
right.
So I would love to go back there again and see it from a different perspective. And that's what showed up for me. So I was like, I don't know what it is I have to change, but I'm not willing to live this life not connected, you know?
Beautiful.
So, you know, and it's, and when you're changing careers and jobs and businesses, you know, you obviously change is not always comfortable.
Sure.
You know, it's different. Yeah. New yeah. stuff showing up, new, yeah. you know, you might feel wrong. You might not feel accepted. You might feel, but if you are really connected with you, you know, and recognizing your knowing, your brilliance, your intuition,
yeah.
your gut feeling, and really willing to honor that, you know, and choose things that are in line with that, then what you can create is beyond any, you know, diagram that already exists, you know.
Right, and that's the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's so choosing to give up that career and give up that marriage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You did it all, did you?
And, yeah. 6 months that changed my life. And
wow.
Yeah. And when you sometimes, you know, God, the universe, when you are choosing something that is not structured and standard, you know, sometimes it's the first couple of steps are not that easy. But if you are willing to be bold,
yes.
You know, so I love that. If you're willing to be bold and connected with you and take your decisions based on what it is that's speaking to you.
Yeah.
Then you open the door and the silver platters are right all in front of you. And they've always been there. And it's just you willing to say, yes, I'm choosing it. Sorry. Yes, I'm choosing it. Sorry. Yes.
Yes.
I am choosing it. Okay.
Yes.
Bold girl. Come on.
Oh, that is a beautiful analogy. And with that analogy, let's transition into your book, because your book outlines exactly what you were just talking about. And so why do you say we should avoid predictable routes?
Because predictable routes, for a lot of people and anyone listening, just ask you, do you ever feel bored?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Do you ever stay so busy that you don't have those moments of silence alone where something's knocking on your door?
Yeah, something's knocking.
Yeah. So we do, the predictable realities means that that story has already been told, you know, and we're actually following in the footprints of other people of that. And there's nobody that does you better than you. And you can't do someone else's path
right
the way they've done it. So what inspiration can those predictable realities and the people who have created them, what inspiration can they be for you to pave your unique journey?
Yes.
You know, and not necessarily tread on, you know, beaten paths, you know, because how much more is it exciting for you to be living and creating day by day and choosing something new and following your intuition and going with the flow and changing the direction of the, you know, of the sail when you want to go somewhere else. And a lot of times, you know, people think that things happen to them in this life, you know, and in business. And it's actually a reaction to something you've chosen or something you have decided not to choose.
Correct.
And that might be not choosing to not choose something. You know what I mean? Because somebody says, would you like to go right or you would like to go left? I don't know. Okay, we're coming to the fork in the road, right or left? I'm not sure. So then you get, you know, you get carried. You get carried to the right or to the left.
Correct.
But it wasn't a choice that you made based on what, as you said, was in line with your vibe, you know?
Choose
it. And you know what? If you choose it and it's not working for you, then choose again and choose again. But be sure to receive all the gifts, you know? I had it when I came here. So that the hospitality industry, I'm working in communication for years. And the hospitality industry, how many people do you encounter from all over the world, you know? Uh-huh. And in different language. So engaging with people, it was such a contribution to me. And what else, you know? When I came here to Italy, I had a American guy was here and he said, hey, I'd like to make a film. Would you like to be my executive producer? I was like, I used to work in theater. I did, while I was working in the hotel industry, I opened up an off Broadway theater with a girlfriend. Under One Roof was the name of it. And we would do, you know, different small theater pieces there. Okay. I said, I've never produced a business. He said, yeah, but all the stuff that you've done in your life, you know exactly how to do it. And I can show you anything else.
There you go.
And I had that production company for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And we did a, you know, Sister Smile film, low budget film. I did commercial for the United Nations on labor law that Kofi Annan presented at the UN in New York, and lots of short films. And I, you know, the predictable path, Ronnie, right? Well, I've opened up a production company and I'm a producer. So
you're successful.
I should keep that.
Right, right.
Oh,
no.
Wasn't making any money. And staying on that predictable path, it can only go down unless you're willing to add some new sparks to it. So I did do some new stuff with it. And in a moment, I said, you know what? I'm going to close this company. The moment I was bold enough to step up and acknowledge that that was what I wanted to do, I got so many offers and started working for other people again, doing film festivals, doing, you know, somebody
that is so
hired
key.
Me. Yeah.
That is so key. How, and I just feel my audience thinking the same thing. Well, what are some direct tips so that we No, you mentioned intuition. Is there something else that that pulls at us, that really says to us, hey, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead. You know, and your story is
beautiful. My first book is called 7 Steps to Flawless Communication. You can read it in 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's like 20 minutes. Bucks. It's like you can read it in 20 minutes. It's so simple. And it is about connecting with you. And I give some, the first 2 steps of recognizing what's unique and different about you, you know? And a lot of times it's something that we have been judged for or have been criticized for. But if we're not willing to look at it, you know what I mean? From just an offensive perspective, if we're actually able to see it, this is annoying me. I'm feeling diminished by this. So if I were willing to look at it from a different perspective, what could I acknowledge here about me that is just said in different words? You know, like I was called, you know, you talk too much, as in elementary school. She got the best grades, but she talks to everybody. You know, I was good. You know, my parents would say, you're so sensitive. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, you know, when somebody's sad, you feel... Yeah, and you give everything away. We buy you stuff and you give it all away. What do I do? I'm a coach. I'm a speaker.
Exactly.
I talk to people all around the world. I give them everything I can, right? And I have a sensitivity that can actually tap into what's going on with them and give them some advice on how to change that. So the first thing that I would say is, like step one in the 7 steps, recognize your magic. What's different and unique about you? That may be you've looked at it as something you do wrong, you're not enough of, you're too much of. But if you were willing to look at it upside down, what would you see?
What would you see?
Yeah. And the other thing is really engaging with your body, knowing that your body gives you so much information, so much. It might be a headache. What is that about, right? It might be, you know, something moving in your body. And when I reconnected with myself, it was like in my solar plexus area. I felt some movement, Ronnie. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Oh.
And I was like, actually, I'm actually feeling my vibe. You know?
Wow.
So just really, and you know, get lots of, you know, workshops I do on that. But as something really easy that I'd like to share is when something aggravates you, when something annoys you, when something irritates you, don't get upset, get excited. Because it's something that is tapping on your door and trying to get your attention. Like, oh my goodness, I'm a little annoyed and aggravated. And I really want to, you know, like strangle somebody. I wonder what, if I were willing to look at it from a different perspective, what that would be like, you know?
Yes.
If there's the elephant in the room, I'm not able to see on the other side. So if I weren't having this huge elephant of annoyance, what is it that I would see?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that we have to ask ourselves. And many of us get frustrated all the time, but there is a light right next to that frustration. And that is the frustration that you have to really take the step back and do just what Cass said and ask yourself, let me look at this in a different perspective. I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the moment you are willing to ask that question. If I were to look at this at a different perspective, what awareness would I have? The moment you're willing to ask that question, you have already broken up the density. Absolutely.
Yep.
The moment I left that, closed that company, I got 3 job offers. Later, I was working with a woman with a company. I loved it. I loved the project. It was a film festival here, really, really beautiful. I mean, we would have Israelis and Arabs come together as directors, and they would be so grateful. I would cry at the end of every, you know, once a year it would be, I would cry at the end and they would be crying and so thankful for us because the world wouldn't let them be together, you know?
Wow.
And however, the woman I worked with was like, so it was really aggravating and agitating to me. And so the moment I followed my intuition and said, you know what? I am not going to be diminished here. I am leaving. I left. A week later, I got called for by the state to run the Asian, African, and Middle East section of a television festival. And, you know, a lot of times here in Italy, people are cousins and, you know, there's nepotism, right? So they asked me, how did you get here? And right. someone said, she was recommended by three people. And they, I was like, that's because I'm good at what I do.
At what I do. Wow. You know, and that is the key that I want everyone to really go into your NOAA. And that's your solar plexus area. That's where we get our energy. That's where we get all of that power. And just ask yourself, because that is a very good story. She was making good money. She was doing good. She is good, right? I mean, let's not say good. She is above great. Okay. And she left because she was being diminished. And then look what happens. Often, so often, we stay in the same position out of probably not choice, but just because you feel like you need to stay in that position.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times people are trying to secure their future so that they can get retirement funds or something yes. like that. You know, and this is one of the gifts of COVID. You know what? What if the future was ending tomorrow? What would you choose today?
What would you choose today? I love that. Absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I met, and you know what? When you really choose and follow your journey, mm-hmm. the world opens up so much for the future. I had a producer friend. He hired me. The festival was only 5 months of the year. He said, when you're not working here, will you come and be my international sales manager for television products? I didn't even like Beautiful. Watching television, really. And we traveled to Singapore together twice. And he was that kind of guy. He had done a co-production with Austria, and the Prince of Austria was giving an award away for that production. And he was on his way to Singapore with me. He sent his wife to get the award. I said, they're doing an award for you, you know? He said, yeah, but they're giving me an award for something that's already in the past. I want to go to Singapore so we can find out what's great we can create in the future for my company. And you know,
bold girl, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what else is possible? I'm just wondering, what are the other careers? You know, I think I'm going to do some singing, you know, probably in the 60s and maybe like, you know, acting, you know, and what else and what else? Yeah. And I have a couple of businesses, you know, I have a, you know, with that little book. You know,
seven steps.
I'm going to tell you, I met this guy at the airport. He was so strange. I met him at the airport. I was on my way to Boston to see my mom. He was so strange. And he called me when we got back to Rome and he heard my voice. He came to visit me. He said, oh, I have to come and see you.
So identify strange, because what you said it twice. What is strange? Okay. Because that's like.
He was different.
Okay,
he was different. Yeah. And also, thank you for asking that, because when you find someone strange
and different,
mm-hmm. and different, right? Mm-hmm. But when they seem strange to you and weird, right? What is it
that
you are identifying in
yes.
them
yes.
and that they are igniting in you that
so
would
good.
Give you a byway, a exit, a deviation from that predictable path.
Yes.
And I gotta tell you, he came to Rome and he called me and he heard my voice when I was working for the woman I told you about.
Uh-huh.
And he came to visit me, and he was a Qi Gong master, and he did a 5 minute in the hallway of the office. He did a 5 minute expansion exercise and connecting with the earth exercise with me. And he said, he met me in an airport. And he said, please don't ever let anyone do this to you again. You know? And so that helped invite me to expand and leave that job. And about 6 years later, when I wrote the Seven Steps book, I used what he taught me on step 6 and 7. It's a little bit different than the Qigong way, but I used, you know, that. Yeah. I met the tools of access consciousness, which I talk about in the Dancing with Riches book. I used that in step 5, you know? Oh. So what are all the things, right, that show up in your life that can contribute to the creation of a different path, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners get a hold of the Seven Steps?
They can find it on amazon.com. They might find it's in 20 languages.
Wow.
And if you believe the first language is energy, so it's in 21 languages. The first language of energy, so English,
no
Italian, French, Spanish, Hungarian, Japanese, yes. Chinese, it's in a, so, and you can find it on amazon.com, or you can find it on accessconsciousness.com/shop.
Okay.
Or you can find them all on my website. You can find the links to buy them there. Yeah. I buy them from Amazon or Access Consciousness too, because I don't really print them myself. So
okay.
I buy them. Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I'll definitely be sure to put those in.
And
the
there's teachers around the world. There's teachers around the world of that Seven Steps program. And it's so easy, and they do it in different languages, which is fun because it, you know, and I've started this Creating for the Future, this Three Steps program, Ronnie. You know, probably in a few years, I'll have a one-step program. But it's about looking at the various pillars of our lives and not, you know, it's like the spokes on a wheel, not being willing to abandon any of them and to empower ourselves to be able to step in to our lives and to really recognize our intuition, step up and acknowledge our capacities. And so we can see other people in a different way as well. And step out. Those are the three steps. Step in, step up, step out. Exactly. Step into your life, step up and see yourself, and step out into the world. So you can be seen, you can be heard, and you can be the bold girl in the business called your life. You know what
I'm saying? I love that. I love that. So now, do you have, or let me say, how do you partner or work with your clients? Or do you work individually, or you just do your workshops?
Both. I do both. And with the Three Steps program, when people join that, they get individual sessions with me. So I have, it depends on what area of somebody's life they would like to enhance. So I do relationships, whether they're with colleagues or parents or children or with yourself, sessions. And I do career and job sessions, because as you can hear, I've had a lot of careers.
Yes, you do.
And a lot of jobs, and I have not named them all.
Oh, wow.
And even for long periods of time, since I'm 150 years old now, I've just, career and job, just, you know, what you can choose. You know, you can do a job, any kind of job for anyone else, but what is the career you'd like? And also money. You know, sessions, you know, how to invite more money and finance in your life in a different way. So I definitely do sessions, and some people don't like to be in groups, you know, and some people do a series of sessions. But with that three steps, I'm going to tell you, I know it's really lovely. We can all choose our own path. And
this, we are journey the creator.
Called, this journey called life, it's ours.
Yes.
And it's nice to be accompanied.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to be accompanied. And that's what this Three Steps program is, accompanying people on that journey with special guests. And you know, I'm going to get you on there. Okay. I'm just saying.
Awesome.
I've been to your bag.
You.
I know where you live.
All right.
I would love to have you. And to share your beauty and your genius, you know, and your wisdom and your kindness, you know, with the world. And so I have, you know, guests speakers. You know, we do Zooms every month, three Zooms a month. And then there's every day there's a quote or a challenge or something that accompanies you. And when people, you know, somebody who hears you, Ronnie, might never have heard someone.
Yes.
Talk about, invite them to be bold. What? Bold girl biz? What is that? Boom.
Boom.
Just opened up a curiosity in them that illuminates, you know, that beacon of light inside of them that shines out in the world. So, and that's a gift, you know, when it's communication. It's not like I have the answers for people's lives. I have the questions that invite people and the guests that invite people to discover what the answers are that they know, what the path is that they know, that is for them, that is not predictable and common. It's different.
Yes, this is fabulous. This is so fabulous. I hope you all are taking notes because this is golden. And I do mean golden. So Cass, tell us what is next for you as we get ready to wrap it up. What's next?
Well, I was writing another book.
Another book.
Connect, Ignite, and Shine, which is about the three steps. And one of the, it's the first year with this program. And I just like to be, I've traveled around the world so much. And now that I've been home in Italy for a while, I've been doing a lot of work online. And I like to still be accessible for people. You know what I mean? So the future creation is this three steps program and also this new book. And I'm wondering, you know, I might travel to Mars.
I heard that. Mars. Okay. That is lovely. And you know what? We put it, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. So yes. And I'm going to be tailing right behind you because I want to go as well.
All right, cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
People want to check out that, you know, the Dancing with Riches, there is a dancingwithriches.us or .com. Yeah, people said, is it Dancing with Witches?
Riches. Like, well,
you could, the dance is yours, honey. You could dance with the witches. You can dance with the witches. You can dance. As long as the partners may change, but the dance is always yours. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And there's a little excerpt from the chapter and on that landing page so people can check that out. Yeah.
Great. So one more time, how can the community, everyone listening, get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can find me on CassThomas.com.
CassThomas.com.
Yeah, they can find me on The Art of Being Cass on social media. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we all have a different art of being us. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And also the number three, steps.us is that three steps thing. And each one of those will show you, you know, all roads lead to Rome, and I'm here. So you'll find me. Just check it out. Yeah. And we'll leave the light on for you, Ronnie. We're waiting
okay.
for you.
Thank you. Leave the light on because I'm stepping in. I am
Hello.
Coming. This has been absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for talking with us today. Cass,
you
have
so
been a light, and I have learned a lot. I know the audience have learned, and that's what I am about. Even though I'm a teacher, I want to be impactful. I want you all to have a takeaway, and I know I have taken away a lot just by listening to this. So this is just everything to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Gratitude. Thank you so much, and thank you guys for listening. Who's listening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, audience, there are two ways to learn. Make your own mistakes or learn from others. I'm your host, Robbie Walls, and I'm here to help you grow your business with new strategies and different ideas so that you sell more and sell better without needing years of experience. It's time to take a bold move and take action in your business. Text the word BOLD to 55312. Schedule 30 minutes to work with me personally. I love you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Bold Girl Biz. Hey, thanks for listening to Bold Girl Biz. If you've enjoyed today's lessons learned, leave us a comment or a review. And for today's show notes, head over to boldgirlbiz.com and click podcast. While you're there, you'll find tools to help you power through your journey to success to achieve your goals. Always remember, I believe in you. You are powerful and you are bold. See you soon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.